Good morning, Franciscans. Epiphany tide, another beautiful day in paradise. Lots to give thanks for today. Welcome to you who are visiting. We're very glad you're here. We hope you'll come have coffee with us following the service in the parish hall. A special treat this morning with your coffee. There are also copies of the parish roster available. If you weren't able to get one in the last week or two, there are some fresh copies out for you this morning. Our service is printed in your bulletin, and so we begin. Oh, and this morning, the gospel is from the Sermon on the Mount. So you get the Sermon on the Mount, and then you get the sermon from Canon Holt, which will not put you to sleep. Anything you didn't get about salt and light, it's here for you today, thanks to Canon Holt.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And boys and girls, if there are any want to claim that out there. I appreciate this opportunity to address you this morning, and I come to you this morning as a sales representative of a very fine and well-respected institution. While our parent company has several subsidiaries, the one I represent is known as the Divine Salt and Light Reclamation and Development Company, or as we like to say, DS&L. I'd hope to show you some DS&L t-shirts and caps and coffee mugs and all that sort of thing that have our logo and motto on them, but there was a little luggage problem when I changed planes at Charles de Gaulle, and I understand that my sales kit is on its way to Singapore and quarantine, so it'll probably be a while before I get to see it. However, I do have an earlier prototype that I had in my carry-on luggage, and this is it. And for those far enough back and the eyesight's not working that well, it says DS and L on the t-shirt. The latest models, they have DS and L in dark blue capital letters, and underneath our motto, where celestial zest, preservation and illumination are the name of the game. Very spiffy. So I've come here this morning to tell you about our terrific line of services and products. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a most remarkable range of wonderful revelations and eternal possibilities for you. Indeed, if I may say so, truly divine potentialities and not so obvious realities to which I wish to draw your attention. One of the most exciting things we have about Divine Light and Salt Reclamation and Development Company, and one of the things that delights me the most about representing this great company is the fact, the indisputable fact, that everything in which I am now going to try to interest you, everything that I'm now going to try to sell you, you already have. You just may not have fully realized that it is already not only yours, but you. To quote our president and CEO and the son of our chairman of the board, to quote Jesus of Nazareth, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Now, this statement of our CEO has been quoted for more than 2,000 years. It has indeed been around. But over and over again, folks, and fine folks like you, have figured that he must have been talking about some other folks, folks who've got their act together in terms of God, the chairman, folks who are good, folks who have figured out this business of eternal life all out and are riding the crest of the heavenly wave, hanging 10, so to speak, right into paradise. Well, you see, that's why there have to be representatives of divine salt and light, folks like me, to go around and tell folks like you that the carpenter of Nazareth was talking about folks like you. You, not somebody else, are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. On the condition, the sole condition, that you're coming from the same place from which the carpenter is referring when he begins his Sermon on the Mount, the part just before he says who you are. I am sure over the course of your walk with Christ, you have learned this by heart, but just in case, let me refresh your memories and thereby set the context for pointing out to you your divine salt and light, with the hope that both may be increasingly reclaimed and developed. In what came to be known as the Beatitudes, some of what Jesus said to his followers is as follows. Blessed or happy are those who know their need of God. In other words, who know they cannot save themselves. Blessed or happy are the gentle, those who don't make themselves more or less than they really are. Happy are those who mourn, those who are open to their own grief and pain and that of others. Blessed are those who show mercy to others, especially to those who don't deserve it. Happy are those who suffer all sorts of abuse because they live and act from the same truth and life as that of Jesus. And why are they blessed or happy? Because being like that, having that perspective and approach to things, and willing to stand up for them, is right in line with how God sees and does things. No one can be happy or blessed apart from God. They can be rich and famous, powerful and respected wherever they go, and all that, but they cannot be really blessed and happy. Just can't happen. And when those they who are blessed and happy are you, then you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Perhaps without being aware of it, you are primed and ready to join the company to be a part of DS&L. What the world sees as disadvantages and as indications of weakness and limitation, God, and therefore we in the company, see as clear signs of holiness and of being on the correct path to the kingdom of heaven. So I guess I'm here not just as a representative of our fine company, but to tell you who know your need of God, you who mourn, you who have been whacked around because you stood up for what God wants, and all the rest of it, to tell you that Jesus wants you to seriously consider the next step and sign on as a DSNL representative. Now that you know the basic qualifications of being blessed, of being a rep as set forth in the Beatitudes, let me say a couple of words about salt and light. I remember that at one of our sales meetings, someone asked Jesus why he had used these two images of salt and light. The guy asking the question, and you may know somebody like this, the guy asking the question was a real deep thinker and liked really complicated ways of understanding and explaining even the simplest of things. He could take 4 hours to tell you how a mousetrap works. Got so that people were afraid to even discuss the weather with him. Lord, he'd go on and on. Anyway, this fellow asked the Anointed One why he picked things as simple and common as salt and light, as ways to describe those who are blessed and happy, and who, therefore, are the very ones to carry his good news to others. Jesus chuckled and said he couldn't think of anything better, and besides, he always tried to keep it simple because it is simple. Salt, something so basic and now readily available, and what makes it special is not so much what it is in and of itself, but what it can do when put in relationship with food. He reminded us that in his time on earth, there was no refrigeration. So salt was the only long-term preservative for fish and meat. It prevents the bacteria and other microorganisms from destroying the food. In the same way, the blessed and happy of God preserve both the integrity of the nature and being of God and his love in the world as revealed in human beings. Salt. It brings out the flavor in what would otherwise be bland food. It provides the zest. Life for many folks, you may know, is terribly insipid and dull and uninteresting in terms of what really counts. So the happy and blessed are exactly what the world needs, for they bring out the full flavor in people. They extend and expand the tastiness, if you will, of God in their lives. Love, which was formerly hidden in a flat and nondescript way in the person who did not know God as his real center, through the saltiness of the DSNL rep, now comes alive with gourmet consequences. Salt. It doesn't take much. You just have to be aware of it in yourself and keep it dry and be ready to provide it to others when the opportunities present themselves. And light. Light. Illumination. How in the world can people find their way in the darkness of their lives if there aren't people around who can be the lamps of the light of God for them? As an employee of DSNL, this is one of your responsibilities. And as one who knows yourself to be blessed and happy, you have what it takes. You just need to keep your little flame out in the open where it can help instead of hiding it. Light. Not million candle power, seal beam bulbs, not giant bonfires, not great Klieg lights sweeping the skies, or even worse, aimed in others' faces so they will be blinded by our wonderful brilliance. No, just a little kerosene lantern so the other can see where they are and where they need to be going. Yes, their way, not ours. The divine salt and light rep knows he or she is not the light, but is, as it were, the witness to the light. There's been a good deal of very unfortunate misunderstanding among some of the reps about the difference between these two, for which we all apologize. Remember that insofar as the Beatitudes describe you and your orientation, they actually reflect the nature of God and what God values. That's your light. That's the basis of your good works, which reveal and glorify God. So don't withhold that about you which could help another find their way out of their own obscurity about who they and God really are. Salt and light, wonderfully simple and yet as profound as God Himself. Well, I thank you for your kind attention. If this strikes a chord with you and you would like to sign up as a rep with DSNL, then you're in. It's as easy as that. After all it takes is everything. And on behalf of our president and CEO, on behalf of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let me say, welcome to the firm. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven. Welcome to eternal life in this world and the world to come. For you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have heard the word. Now the work begins. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.